This year, the peace symbol is celebrating its 55th anniversary. Most people know about the peace symbol, but do not know its history. I recently wrote a piece called At 55, the Peace Symbol Endures, Peace Not So Much. I want to dedicate this story to my 3.5-year-old grandson, Alton Theodore Berkowitz Goslin, and to all the children who will be inheriting a world hungry for peace. The peace symbol is arguably the world's most widely recognized protest symbol. In 2008, on the occasion of its 50th birthday, the BBC News noted that the peace symbol has been adapted, attacked, and commercialized. At 55, the peace symbol remains a cultural icon, but as it ages, is it more than that? Originally created as a symbol for the British anti-nuclear movement, it is now ubiquitous. You've seen the peace symbol at thousands of anti-nuclear and anti-war protests. You've seen it adorning posters, buttons, badges, and peace flags. It's become a fixture on postal stamps, and it certainly decorates clothing, beach towels, jewelry, people's skin, just about everywhere you've seen the peace symbol. Walk through the halls of any elementary or junior high school, and you'll see the peace sign all over in kids' fashion, young girls especially, a radio show recently reported. T-shirts, shoes, backpacks, earrings, pendants, you name it. The peace symbol was first seen in public on Good Friday in 1958, when thousands of British anti-nuclear campaigners, organized by the Direct Action Committee Against Nuclear War and the Campaign for Nuclear Disarmament, marched 50 miles from London's Trafalgar Square to the weapons factory at Aldermaston. When Gerald Holtom, a British designer and former World War II conscientious objector, sat down at his drawing board 55 years ago, he was almost in total despair. He later told the editor of Peace News, he said, "I was in despair, deep despair. I drew myself, the representative of an individual in despair, with hands palm outstretched outwards and downwards in the manner of Goya's peasant before the firing squad. I formalized the drawing into a line and put a circle around it." According to BBC News, Holtom considered using a Christian cross motif, but instead he settled on using letters from the semaphore or flag signaling, the alphabet superimposing an N for nuclear on D for disarmament and placing them within a circle symbolizing the earth. The American peace activist, photographer, and writer Ken Colesbin communicated with the artist, Holtom, until he died in 1985, and he published a book 5 years ago on the 50th anniversary of the peace symbol birthday. And the book was titled The Biography of a Symbol. According to the book, peace takes the readers on a journey through 5 decades, presenting 50 years of history in pictures and words, telling the story of mankind's elusive pursuit of peace and the symbol that represents that quest. But it hasn't always been smooth sailing for the peace symbol. In 2006, the Durango Herald reported that during the Cold War, as a symbol of the peace movement and the left, the peace symbol was immediately defined by many as a symbol of communism. The geometrical similarity of the interior of the symbol to an upside-down cross was fodder for anti-communists who saw in the symbol a subliminal promotion of atheism. Others pointed out that a similar symbol appears on the tombstones of some Nazi bomber pilots. In October 1970, Ezra Taft Benson, who was president of the Mormon Church and former Secretary of Agriculture and a great admirer of the far-right John Birch Society, told the assemblage at a speech at the General Conference of Mormons, Have we polluted the Holy Church of God? The auxiliaries of the church are to be a help, not a hindrance to parents and the priesthood as they strive to lead families back to God. Do any of us wear or display the broken cross, Antichrist sign? That is the adversary symbol of the so-called peace movement. Benson was parroting over the pulpit the political fear-mongering and propaganda that had been published by the John Birch Society in their official publication called The American Opinion. In that story, in the American Opinion stories titled Peace Symbols, The Truth About Those Strange Designs, the article associated the peace symbol with a broken cross, communism, the Antichrist, and Satanism. In addition, it falsely claimed that the famed peace British philosopher, mathematician, and peace activist Bertrand Russell had designed the symbol. It was the upside-down broken cross. Such anti-Christian and anti-Jewish symbolism is common to Satanists. The revolutionaries are pushing this business of Satanism and black magic like there's no tomorrow, the American Opinion wrote. And those peace symbols are part of it. They are symbols of the Antichrist. America, as thousands of radicalized youths parade that same symbol, the heretics of the Christian have all but adopted the sign of the Antichrist as their own. And you can be absolutely certain, the American Opinion added, that the communists planned it that way. Despite all the caterwauling of right-wing critics, the peace symbol has most definitely endured. Perhaps, as Ken Colesbun wrote in the epilogue to his book, Peace, the key to its survival is its cross-generational appeal. Children of today easily identify it, Colesbun wrote. They may not know its original meaning, but they know it stands for good things. Be nice to friends. Be kind to animals. No fighting. This is a marvelous achievement for Gerald Holtham's simple design. Peoples around the world have marched with it, worn it, displayed it during combat, held it high on banners, and been arrested in its name. Ask any man, woman, or child what one thing would everyone in the world want more than anything else? The answer would surely be world peace. Finally, the peace symbol is unique. It's an emblem of hope and aspiration in such diverse settings of Aldermaston, England, and Woodstock, New York, Washington, D.C., and Berlin. That it is revered and survives to this day would likely surprise Gerald Holtham, who, when he sat down in despair at his easel 55 years ago, had no inkling